Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine Part 2 for this October 4th, 2022. It is 10:29 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. We're joined right now by some of our great friends in the Southwood County YMCA. We have Tracy Verwick, Child Care Director, with us. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
And Heather Kashani. Kashani. Heather is the Assistant Child Care Director over there at the Southwood County YMCA. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
We want to send a big shout out to our friends at Tri-City Services sponsoring the segment. Big thank you to them. We love getting a chance to talk to the Y, and they give us that opportunity. So a big thank you and good morning to Tri-City Services. How's everybody doing today?
Good.
Yeah? Yeah? Doing well?
Yeah, we're good.
I shouldn't ask that before 11 o'clock. You know, I should wait before I ask that question. It's always good to talk with you guys. And it feels like it's been too long since we had the Y in. So thanks a lot for joining us.
Absolutely.
Especially because I get to talk about Halloween. And that's really all we're going to talk about for the next half an hour is just Halloween at the Y is a little different. It's a little special. And it's nice to be able to take some time to talk about it. I figure that's where we'll start. Where do you want to start with Halloween at the Y, though? Because that's a big topic. There's a lot of fun things going on with that.
Well, we are collaborating with the Boys and Girls Club, and we're holding the haunted house in their part of the building. We've expanded the hours this year. We're going 5:30 to 8, so everybody has a little bit more time to enjoy all the festivities. We will have the contest, costume contest, as always. We will have dancing. We will have music. We'll have games, crafts. I'm trying to think what else. There's a lot of stuff. And this year we're adding a pumpkin carving contest. Mm-hmm. So you can bring your pumpkin in a couple days before, and we're going to have them all lined up. And then as people register to come into the party, they can choose the best pumpkin, and then the winner will get a gift card from the YMCA.
I like that. It's a fun one. I also see that there's a Guess How Many going on from this October 17th to the 21st.
Yes.
That's a fun thing, too.
It is a jar of candy corn.
Yeah.
And you guess how many pieces are in that little jar, and then you'll win that jar and then another prize from the membership department.
Very nice. Very cool. I am horrible at those. I never get anywhere even close to that.
I guessed, and she told me to leave her office.
Yeah, that's awesome. And the pumpkin carving, that's going to begin October 27th.
Yes.
And you bring in your carved pumpkin for a pumpkin carving contest, drop it off. Anytime during those business operating hours from the October 26th and the 27th, voting going to go on. And, hey, we wish you good luck with that one. That's another fun idea.
Something different.
I think another thing that is happening that I didn't really, because my kids are all in their 20s and stuff, but I'm noticing more and more, we're having more and more of these. Like, it was even before the pandemic that we were having more Halloween celebrations at the Y or at this nonprofit or that kind of thing. And not to say the kids aren't still trick-or-treating, but this is becoming more and more of kind of like what the Halloween is being for parents, for kids and stuff is. Something safe, something that they can count on, and they know, okay, well, the Y's been there for over, you know, thousands of years. I mean, we know right. that we can count on them. We know we can, you know, they have our back in these things. So I think they're becoming that much more important. They've always been fun, but I think they're becoming a little bit more important than I think some of us might have realized in our generations.
Oh, absolutely. And you can spend a safe evening with your children of all ages and just have a really good time, and you don't have to worry about, you know, someone getting lost or, you know, the whole the fear of going out to other people's houses that you don't know and those kinds of things.
I mean, especially when it comes to parents, if we can fear it, we've thought of it. You could keep going there, and I don't think there's anything you could say that hasn't been thought of. One of the things that we have, though, when we talk about these events at the Y, is not only that, but we're offering a brand new building here in Rapids. I mean, that thing is still brand new, shiny as can be.
It is.
With that, there are people out there that probably haven't gotten a chance to experience the Y either. So here is a great, two for one kind of thing. If you haven't been to the Y yet, bring the kids down for the Halloween. Maybe take a look around and see, and maybe ask some people that are working there at the Y about, hey, do you guys got this or do you have this? And you might find your next favorite exercise haunt, you know?
Right.
Pun intended.
See what's available.
Yeah. Because there is so many things to go that happen at the Y and that the Y has available that honestly, we could have you guys on every day and I don't think we'd cover everything.
Probably.
I really don't. And you'd get sick of me real quick. When it comes to this event in particular, Tracy touched on it a little bit and everything. Are there other details of the event that we want people to know about? Is there a costume contest or there are things like that?
Yep. We will start the costume contest at 7 o'clock. And we'll do it by age groups. We'll break it down so everybody gets a chance. Everyone's invited to dress up, parents, children alike. The parents will win a costume contest as well. And we want it to be, you know, fun and safe and appropriate for children. So when you're, you know, putting your costume on, think, I'm going to be around about 1,200 people today. I wanted this to be an appropriate costume for a child to see.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that because I didn't think of that before, and I know our audience, and we got a great audience. But yeah, you got to. It's probably good to mention that. Probably a smart idea. With that, other than outside of those things, all bets are off. Have fun with this stuff.
Absolutely.
I apologize. I can't remember. Were we able to have this at the Y last year?
Yes.
I thought so.
Last year we had 896 people attend. Our goal this year is to get 1,200.
Right on. Oh, we could do that.
And Heather's in charge of the absolutely awesome haunted house. Mm. And you can go ahead.
Yeah, I did want to hear about that,
yeah,
Heather.
So, you know, we partner with the Boys and Girls Club to create this haunted house. Everybody's walking through the club portion. We section off different sections. We have lots of Halloween decor that we use, and then even some folks. When they go through the haunted house, they're also, everybody's trick-or-treating as they walk through, so they're able to get some additional candy besides the games and the other prizes that we have going on that day.
That's fun. That's going to be a blast. And it really feels like, again, one of those events where there is something for everybody. Yes. You know, mom, dad, the kids, everybody's going to have something that's going to really, you know, they're going to enjoy in the night.
Yep, absolutely.
And coming back to this kind of thing of, I don't want to just focus on the safety aspect of this, but it is something that I've talked to a number of parents over the last couple of years, and I know that that's a concern. So that certainly is a nice thing to be able to offer as well, along with all these other fun things. Bring your pumpkin carved, your great Halloween costumes, and take in this event and have some fun and make every dentist in this area very happy.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a win-win. We're helping local businesses as well, you know, local dentists out there. Is there anything else we want to touch on this before we go to commercial break?
We are looking for volunteers. If anyone is looking for volunteer hours for high school, for church, anything like that, they can contact the Y, ask for myself or Heather, and we can get you signed up. We're looking for volunteers any hours between noon and 8 o'clock because we start setting up at noon.
And we'll make sure to mention that before we wrap up today. We will take a really quick commercial break when we come back, get into some updates on the childcare opportunities. We want to hear more about Parent Cafe. I haven't heard much about that yet. Purposely, I wanted you guys to teach me about it. So we'll do that when we come back with our friends from the South County YMCA. And a big thank you to Tri-City Services sponsoring this segment right here on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Morning Magazine here at WFHR, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio. Your host, James J. here, talking with our friends from the South County YMCA. And a big thank you to Tri-City Services sponsoring the segment. I love Halloween, one of my favorite things in the world to talk about. I'm no bones about that. But there's another bad pun by me. I'm so sorry. Where my focus really wanted to go, because honestly, it's something that is an incredibly important topic. I would hope for everybody nowadays, but especially this time of year as school is kicking back in, the child care opportunities. And one of the great things that we have in this community is the South Oconee YMCA. They notices this too and cares. And Heather, I was wondering if we could talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so, at our current center, we do take children ages 6 weeks to 6 years old. We take kindergartners before and after school. We transport them in the morning and they come back in the afternoon to us, and we just like to make sure that we're providing a safe and educational program for them.
When we say that there are opportunities available from them, does that mean as far as watching kids or kids having extracurricular activities after school, all of the above?
All the above, yeah. So we're there from 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, making sure that the kids that we have are safe and having fun while parents are at work, and just making sure to give them an enriching opportunity.
And there is the Early Learning Center. That's something to keep in mind for those that want to, may not know much about it. So there's that. There's also infant, toddler, and preschool. There is senior preschool. There are different levels to this, obviously. So looking into that is important. And seeing if it not only works for you and your schedule, but it's something that you might need in your schedule. Might, be a good asset for you that you didn't even know was available in the community. Many times I've heard, I shouldn't say many times, but I've heard of a handful of times over the years, especially since the new building has been built, where people say, oh, I didn't even know they offered that there. And it's not just with child care programs, although that is the one that I hear the most of. It's, wait a minute, they got a pool over there? Like, there are things from time to time because things get lost in the shuffle. I don't think there's anybody to blame on that necessarily. I think it's just sometimes we don't take a moment to stop and think, well, I see the why. I know it's a new building, but I hadn't really thought about, what it could do for me, how it could help me.
What's going on?
Right. Yeah.
So our Early Learning Center is in Rapids, and right now we are completely full, but we do have a waiting list. We do have opportunities for children 3 to 5 in Port Edwards. So at the old Y, we run the 4K through the Port Edwards School District, and we also have a wraparound childcare full-day preschool. So we do have openings over there. Not a lot, but we have a few. And then in Nakusa, we also have a 3-year-old preschool program, and then we wrap around their 4K program, and we have a before and after school program there as well that we have openings. We do have a couple of openings in the before and after Kids Club program at Grant School as well, but mostly in the afternoon. I think our morning is almost full. So we have a lot of programs going on. And then we do have the free childcare that we offer at the Y in the mornings from 8 to 1, Monday through Friday, and then on Saturdays from 8 to noon. And then Monday through Thursday in the evening from 3:30 until 7:30, so that members can come in, take a class, do homework, just relax, drop the kids off in there, and make sure that they're well taken care of. They just have to stay on campus while they're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's available.
That's one of those things. It's not the first time I've heard this, but every time I hear it, I don't know what to say. I'm speechless. It's
you just want to have a child, don't you?
Yeah. not as much. All of a sudden, really glad my kids are in their 20s. No, I'm kidding. It is something that you don't hear offered in many communities. You don't hear offered everywhere. And it is an asset. It is something that maybe you guys might know better than I do, but certainly anybody out there with a young child is going to know a lot better how beneficial that is than I can tell you.
Right.
And just being able to offer those kind of things to the community, being able to do that stuff, it speaks to the essence of the why. The why is not there for themselves. They're there for you. They want to help you. They want to be here for their community. They want to, the lights are going to stay on one way or another. We want you to be a part of things there. We want you to be a part of all these different events that we're talking about, certainly if you are in need of child assistance in any form of the ways that they can help.
Yep.
And speaking of that, because I tend to focus on the kids when it comes to this stuff and just completely forget about the parents, which are important in this factor.
Yes.
I should probably think about them a little bit too. Also, I'm one of them. It might be a little of that self-preservation maybe. But Parent Cafe, this sounds really interesting. What can we tell the audience about this?
Yeah, so we're hosting a few parent cafes in partnership with Child Caring. Our next one is slotted for October 20th. It starts at 5:30 and goes until 7:30. Free dinner is included from 5:30 until 6. And then from 6 to 7:30, we have child care available. So we take the kids and we'll go and take them and play with them while their parents are able to sit down and just have a conversation. And this month's theme is building strong relationships with their children.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just an opportunity to get parents together that maybe don't have that opportunity elsewhere because, they don't have the child care available. And they can just sit down, have a meal together with their family, and then talk to other parents about maybe some things that are challenging or successes or just to have that conversation together.
Kids are amazing. They're awesome. Good luck hearing a child laugh and not smiling yourself. Okay, now that they're not listening. They're also insane and just like little petri dishes just running around everywhere and stuff.
True
and story. It can be daunting to especially if you are a single parent or a parent that doesn't, you know, be able to get out of the house much or anything like
right.
that.
And these events are open to the public, so you do not have to have a Y membership. So you can just pop in and say, you know, we want to do the program with child caring. We have some information on our website. They can call and register so that we kind of know how many families we're going to have. And if they're not sure where to call, they can just call the Y and ask for child care, and we will help them take care of that.
And giving parents another opportunity to not only interact with other parents, talk with them and everything, maybe, you know, brainstorm or just communication or just talking to another adult. Just,
yes,
you know,
absolutely.
As simple as that, even if you don't even talk
absolutely.
About kids, just two adults sitting in a room being able to talk to each other. Like, that's even nice to be able to offer, let alone all the added benefits that come from these kind of something like this, like the Parent Cafe.
Yes.
What are the details again of when this is?
So this will be held on October 20th. It starts at 5:30 and goes until 7:30. Dinner is from 5:30 to 6, and then there's free child care from 6 to 7:30. This will be the first one that we're hosting. We're hoping to be able to host many more in the future.
And Tracy, you said that you don't have to be a member necessarily
no.
to be able to take place in this.
Nope.
Do you need to register for it or anything?
Yeah, they would like you to register by calling Child Caring or at info@childcaring.org. But if you're not sure or you missed that, you can call the Y and ask for the child care department, and we can point you in the right direction.
Hmm. And how did this come about, this idea? Do you guys know where this idea stems
actually,
from?
Actually, Child Caring came up with it. Just
okay.
They've been doing it in some other communities, and it's been going really well. So they thought, you know, hey, let's see if the Y can help us reach out to the community and get something going here.
Really beneficial thing, or like a really cool idea. As soon
it
as I saw it, and I did, again, like I didn't want to look too into it and everything. I wanted you guys to tell me and the audience about it. But yeah, it seems like this is something that makes perfect sense.
Absolutely.
Just really nice to be able to offer to our community here.
Yes.
Also wanted to get into the YMCA family nights. Wanted to touch on that a little bit. What can we tell the audience about those great nights?
So if we are not holding a huge event like YMCA Halloween at the Y, then we have different family nights. So like the last Friday of the month, we bring out the Wibbit, which is this very large blow-up contraption that goes in the pool.
Mm.
And the kids can play on it and climb on it and do all kinds of things. And then we usually have like family dodgeball or something like that. Our next one will be November 25th, which is the Friday after Thanksgiving. We will have family dodgeball in the gym. We'll have the Wibbit out, and the kids can just come and hang out and play. Again, you do not have to be a member for the family community nights. We just ask that you stop at the desk on your way in and register at the door. And then you'd be on our list, you know, to get verification and notification, I should say, of upcoming events.
Hmm. When it comes to those kind of nights or any of those things, there's certainly just one more thing to talk about with the Y and one more reason to be a member of the Y. And I don't want to just bypass the family nights. Is there anything else you guys wanted to touch on with that?
No, I mean, it's a great place to hang out.
It really is, yeah. And it's very similar to what we were talking about with the Parents Cafe.
Yep, absolutely. Everyone can be involved. You're all in the same place, and you can still be all doing different things.
Mm-hmm. I always like to mention a couple of things with when you all join us. Certainly volunteering, and we'll talk about that before we wrap up. But being a member of the Y. And what it means to be a member of the Y. For one, there are so many benefits. Again, we do not have the time to go through every single thing the YMCA offers. That's how great it is. That's how many different things they have. And that's how we feel so confident saying they got something for you there. Whoever's listening out there, whatever your interests are, I feel pretty confident that you're going to find something to enjoy at the Y. But you've heard this more than I have, ladies, I'm sure. But one of the things that I hear every once in a while, not as much anymore, but when the Y was first brand new, having the grand opening with the new building and these things, I remember hearing one of our longtime listeners mention to me, that place looks too expensive for me. And he was saying it kind of jokingly and everything.
And it's not.
But that is a fear for some people. And all we ask is just reach out. Just reach out. One phone call and you will find out that that is not the case.
No.
Absolutely.
The membership is for everyone. So your membership is based on your income. So you have to come in, tell them you want to do a membership for all, and they will work through it, get your information, get all the information that they need so that they can set you up. And it is based literally on your income. So it's not unaffordable for anyone.
The why is wants to, again, the why is there for you. They're not there for themselves. This isn't a business. This isn't something where they are building, making a product and trying to get you to buy said product. Their job is having a healthy, wonderful, positive community. Absolutely. That's the gig. That's the mission. And yep. The more we attend it, the more we use the why, we're helping you guys do your job.
Absolutely.
Seems like a pretty good win-win right there.
Yep.
We get to go to this great, beautiful facility, whether it's this one or the one in Port Edwards or any of our great Ys in our listening area here.
Yep.
And we take care of, help the mission continue. Because one thing that I will say that it certainly matters when we're talking about YMCA is no matter where you're listening to us at, attendance is important. It means something. I'm not saying necessarily to the overall standings of the Y, but I think to the people that work there, to the community itself, showing that you are part of your community, you're putting back into your community, and you're taking, to be blunt, taking advantage of the things your community offers. This is not every community has this. Some people got to travel, had to half an hour, 40 minutes to get to a YMCA, let alone get to one that is nice as the one we got here in Rapids. That's a sweet deal. That's a pretty cool thing. By attending the Y, by taking in these classes or going to Halloween at the Y or any of this stuff, you're showing the people there, hey, we appreciate what you guys are doing. We're enjoying this event. We're enjoying having this Y in our community.
Yep, and we want to share it with everyone.
And the last part of that is certainly the volunteering aspect, because I always want to focus on that and encourage people to be able to do it. There's a lot of young people out there that could certainly use it on a resume or college application. Never
Absolutely.
Hurts to have volunteering. And volunteering for the Y, that's a really good one to have on your resume.
It is. And we take volunteers of all ages. I believe, depending on the department, you need to be 16 or older to volunteer. In childcare, you need to be 18. For the Halloween at the Y, you can be any age. We're not particular. But you can be any age to volunteer at the Y. You can be someone that's retired and just wants something to do. You know, we're always looking for people to be at the greeter desk or answering phones or, you know, cleaning machines. There's a lot of things that you can do.
And there's also I think it's considered a part of volunteering too. The coaching aspect of things.
Yes, if you we're coach always looking for coaches.
Mm-hmm. I pass the Y, especially with all the construction stuff now. I pass it almost every day. And I love, one of my favorite things is going by and seeing like the kids out there with the coaches with the kids out there doing something or whatever. I don't even need to know what sport they're playing. It just looks fun.
If you're not busy, you don't.
Yeah.
We're always looking.
I would love to. I would honestly love to. I am just I'm too competitive. And no, I'm kidding.
You can't be a competitive volunteer.
No, you can't.
You have to be.
It looks like it's so much fun. I practically want to stop and just go hang out anyway, let alone reaching out to you guys. And let's go ahead and use me as an example here, because I think I'm actually a pretty good one for you guys. I've got two different jobs I'm doing. I'm an actor. I'm constantly, training for monologues and doing auditioning and stuff. So I have a pretty weird schedule. It's all over the place.
Yeah.
It's hard for me sometimes when I think about, man, I want to put back into my community. I'd like to volunteer, but I don't know if my schedule is going to work with you guys. You guys can work with that.
We will work with anybody. If you have an hour on a Tuesday, the third of the month or whatever it is, we can find something for you to do. Absolutely.
And it's one other way that you can put back into your community.
Absolutely.
Giving
back.
We talk about it a lot, and we understand that not everybody has dollars and cents to donate. We appreciate it when you do, but know that not everybody can. But most everybody out there has got at least an hour or two they can kill. They can do something free with. And what better way to do this? Go into the Y again, especially if you haven't been to the Y or it's been a while since you've been there. Coming by and volunteering, that's how we'll get you.
Absolutely.
And before you know it, you're already coming there. Like it's an everyday thing almost. You're coming by to the Y.
Yep.
We talk about the programs and different things that are available all year long when you guys join us. We start with summer camp and we go into the winter seasons here and talking about some of the other great programs they have at the Y. I don't think we get a chance very often to mention all the great things that are there just on a daily basis. If you enjoy exercising in any form, that's the place to go.
Yep.
If you're a runner, there's places to run. If you are a swimmer, there is some of the better places to swim in this area that isn't a lake. It's such a nice area there with that. And certainly anything else, weightlifting, all the traditional ways. I mean, that is your workout central right there.
Absolutely.
They do a really, I have a couple of friends that work out over there too, and they're part of the reason I'm thinking of this, because they talk so highly of not just the equipment and everything being what you would expect. It's a newer building, so you're going to expect some newer equipment and everything. It's the other people that attend that are also exercising there. According to the couple of people that I talked to, there's such a good vibe, a good atmosphere around that. And you don't get that at a lot of places, like a lot of gyms. Some of those can be a little bit more of the trying to stand out kind of thing, or it just becomes about everything but working out.
Right.
Where at the Y, that's what the game, that's the MO, that's the mission. You go there, you're there to work out, and maybe you strike up a conversation, or maybe you encourage somebody on or something like that, or you get encouraged.
Make a new friend.
Yeah. But otherwise, it's, hey, the equipment's here, get to use it. And it's great equipment.
Absolutely.
Let's go ahead in the last couple minutes we have here. Let's go over Halloween at the Y one more time, and let's cover those details, if you don't mind.
Sure. So it's October 28th from 5:30 to 8. Everyone's invited. Everyone would like to wear a costume, age appropriate, please. Mm-hmm. Bring a non-perishable food item to donate. We will donate that to SWEPS after the party is over. We do trick-or-treating during the haunted house. We have games, we have activities, we have music, and we have the costume contests.
Yeah, that costume contest is, I would not want to be a judge on that. I would not. I don't think I'd be very good at making a decision. Everybody wins. Everybody, I don't know how to decide that stuff. That's a tough one. That may be the toughest part of the night, because that's a fun night waiting for you. Bring your imagination. Bring the family. I can't think of anything that you couldn't not have fun with when it comes to this event as far as a family goes. I mean, there's something for everybody. It's free with a donation of a non-perishable food item. So not only are you going to the Y, you're putting back into your community and having fun doing this, but you're helping out somebody out there under the SWEPS umbrella. Anybody out there that anytime you can help out with those things, we greatly appreciate you being able to do that. And there's other great things too, because again, you go there for this, you take in the event, and all of a sudden you realize, well, you know, I didn't know that the Y had this. I didn't know that this was available. So there's those things too to look forward to.
Absolutely.
If people want to find out more about some of the classes or some of the childcare opportunities we've been talking about, are there, can they reach either of you, or there a specific direction we want to point them in?
Yeah, absolutely. You can reach either one of us. They can just call and ask for the childcare department. Heather and I can direct them where they need to be.
Okay.
Or help them with what they need to know.
That sounds good. And again, want to remind everybody, volunteering at your Y is one of the better uses of your time. It's a great way to put back in your community while also having fun and just enjoying this beautiful facility we have here, Southwick County YMCA. Cannot thank you both enough. Did we cover everything?
I think so.
Yeah,
I
think so. All right. Very cool. Thank you both so much again for the time.
Thank you.
Really appreciate everything you do for our community, both of you and the whole staff over there. Say hi to everybody for us.
We do.
And a big thank you to our friends at Tri-City Services sponsoring the segment. Greatly appreciate them doing that. Thanks, ladies. We'll talk again real soon.
Thank you.
A reminder that coming up a little bit later today on this radio station here at WFHR at 7:05, we got the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. Join us as Coach Granato hits these airwaves. Preview some Badger hockey for you. Always good conversation with Coach G there. And then on a little bit tomorrow morning, we will be, of course, back here with the mornings on WFHR. Seth and Melissa are going to be hanging out with us. And in Morning Magazine tomorrow, we got the Wood County Sheriff's Department. We're going to welcome in Sheriff Sean Becker. Always an open, fun, great conversation with Sheriff Becker. Looking forward to that. And also along with them will be Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. We'll have Taylor with us. Always appreciate them. You can preview their great work that they do at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Just type into your search bar on YouTube, WRCM or Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and follow their page and keep up to date on the great stuff that they are doing over there. We're looking forward to it. Going to be having a lot of fun stuff lined up for you tomorrow. Stick around. Got more great things coming up right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.